app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Families of three Americans released by Russia, greeting their loved ones at Joint Base Andrews just before midnight Eastern Time. A plane carried Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz, Marine veteran Paul Whelan, and Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Kermasheva home after a swap that also involved U.S. allies.
The intense diplomacy that was initially spearheaded by the State Department and the White House to convince other Western allies, in this case Poland, Slovenia, Norway, and crucially, Germany, that it was holding people of interest to the Russians in order to add them to a broader deal. You also had to enlist Turkey to serve as a neutral site for the swap itself.
CBS News correspondent Olivia Gazis. CBS's Willie James Inman reports not all reaction is positive.
There has been some criticism on the Republican front, specifically one lawmaker in particular I want to mention is Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader. He essentially said without serious action to deter further hostage taking by Russia, Iran, and other states hostile to the U.S., the cost of hostage diplomacy will continue to rise.
President Biden told reporters at the airbase that he'd spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Gaza.
We have the basis for a ceasefire. He should move on it, and they should move on it now.
A federal judge overturned a jury's almost $5 billion verdict against the NFL over its Sunday Ticket online viewing package by consumers who felt cheated.
The judge ruled that the testimony of two witnesses for the subscribers used flawed methodologies and should have been excluded. He said without their testimony, no reasonable jury could have found class-wide injury or damages.
That's CBS's Christopher Cruz. World Lung Cancer Day brought awareness of screening to an illness that claims the lives of nearly 400 Americans every day. Dr. Celine Gounder is a CBS News medical contributor.
I think people just need to be made aware that this is an option. I can remember when the recommendations first came out about 10 years ago, trying to get this for my patients, trying to get insurance to cover it at that time was really difficult.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is proposing a new rule to ban airlines from charging parents to sit with their young children. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This is something we think is very important. I feel that way even more strongly now that I've had the experience of flying with toddlers. My husband and I have flown often with our kids who are about to turn three. That is a complicated process already.
Under the proposal, U.S. and foreign carriers would be required to seat kids 13 or younger next to their parent or another adult for free. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But some something we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just 3 hits, but 2 of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, 6 innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies. Still a couple of lingering showers or thunderstorms. Our winds turning to the northwest. By sunrise, temperatures in the lower 70s. Friday, any morning storms ending, then partly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste. As Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, and welcome to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show coming up for you today after the 10:30 news. Donald Trump spoke yesterday in Chicago at the National Association for Black Journalists. That went well.
I would say sparkling 10 out of 10 performance from the former president if you're looking at, you know, dumpster fires.
Yeah, it was right up there. So we will be recapping that just a little bit coming up at 10:33. Next hour, Jennifer from Hawes, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County, is going to be joining us. They have a special adoption event going on right now. So if you have been thinking about adopting a dog in particular, this is your day.
Can I just talk about my dog for a while too while we're talking with her?
Can we? Sure.
All right.
Yes. That will be fine. Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan will be here at 11:33 to talk all things sports. Great news coming out of the Olympics. USA is doing great.
Then
Brittany Merlot was supposed to be here for Weather and Wine. She's a little bit under the weather. So we're going to talk a little bit about State Fair, which the Wisconsin State Fair gets going today.
Did you realize the pun you just made?
Sure.
Okay.
No, I did. Okay. That was not intentional. She really is not feeling well.
No, she's not. So get better.
Just a reminder that Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th. Mm-hmm. It's coming up very quickly. Make plans to vote now. Make sure you are registered. I actually did this last night. Myvote.wi.gov. Type in your address. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you haven't been removed.
Yes.
Because that does happen in some instances. And the two constitutional amendments that will be on the ballot on August 13th are very, very important. If you have questions about it, we've talked about this quite a bit. You can even go back and listen to yesterday's show if you want to do that.
Yes, we talked to Brenna Goddard from the State
Democracy Initiative.
Yes.
Project.
Yes.
One of those very weighty organizations.
You can also look for our interview with Deborah Cronmiller. We've done two of them now.
Right.
She breaks them down. And I've included yesterday, actually, in yesterday's show notes, I included League of Women Voters, right, Wisconsin, their toolbox, which shows you exactly what's going on with those two amendments. So, you know, they say vote no. We are saying vote no. But that's not what you have to do. We're just giving you information. You make your own choice.
And be a voter.
Be
just
cool.
Be engaged in the process.
Be cool.
Be cool. Everybody. Everybody who's cool votes. We did have some breaking news just as we were coming on the air this morning. Calvin, let's hit that clip.
Evan Gershkovich, the reporter for the Wall Street Journal who is being held by Russia, will be released almost immediately after the election, but definitely before I assume office.
What?
He will be home. He will be safe. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, will do that for me. And I don't believe he'll do it for anyone else.
Surprise. Surprise, surprise. Although it did happen before Donald Trump took office, the Biden administration has agreed to a prisoner exchange with Russia and has secured the release of three American citizens who have been imprisoned there, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, Marine veteran Paul Whelan, and Russian-American radio journalist Elsu Kermasheva. According to senior administration officials, others are also believed to be part of this deal. It is being brokered, from what I've seen this morning, by Turkey.
Yes.
And the other thing I think that is important to remind us, and I saw this on Twitter this morning, reports on the prisoner exchange indicate that many of the Russians that are being traded in exchange for the Americans are coming from Germany, Slovenia, Poland, and Norway. This is why alliances matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a racket.
No, no.
This is why it is important we have allies. I don't know, like NATO.
What a novel concept, Jane. I mean, if only we would talk to people with great expertise and decades of service. If only we could talk to them about how important NATO is. Jane, what a world that would be.
It certainly would be a world.
Yeah.
We will be talking to another member of the National Security Leaders for America, which is comprised of hundreds of former military officials, ambassadors, very well-educated, very experienced folks,
yeah,
who have worked with NATO countries,
mm-hmm,
on behalf of the United States.
Yeah.
And we have been talking to them for the last few months. We are going to continue to have them on as we lead up to November. But this is really good news.
This is great news.
It is. And good heavens, Whelan has been in Russia confined since 2018.
Well, I'm glad that they're out, and I'm glad it could happen. And honestly, I don't care whose watch it happened under. If it would have happened under Trump or Reagan or whomever, you know what I mean? Like, it just,
yes,
this is
just
about
good
the
that
people
it happened,
and not a brag for clout.
Yeah, definitely. Gershkovich was sentenced to 16 years in prison by a Russian court for espionage. The U.S. had called his trial, which was a very hurried trial. That's kind of how things go in Russia.
Yeah.
They called it a sham. Paul Whelan, the Marine veteran, arrested in December of 2018. He was traveling to Russia to go to a friend's wedding. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison in 2020. And what happens sometimes when you go to a Russian prison, they move you around.
Yeah.
And they might lose you.
And they will, oh, you've done this thing, this tiny little thing. We're going to put 5 more years on your sentence.
Yes.
And then we forget about them because we're American. Well, we have other things to do, so we're not keeping up on it. But yes, I mean, the fact that we could get this done, once again, it's just, I'm glad it happened under whomever's watch. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Yeah.
Wonderful news for the families and certainly for these men who have been unfairly held.
Yeah.
In Russia all this time. So this broke just as we were coming on the air and wanted to give you an update about that. This is very, very good news.
Mm-hmm.
It also led us to kind of speculate, what else can President Joe Biden get done before he leaves office?
Yeah, he's got
things working still.
August, September, October, November, December, and most of January. He's got nearly 6 full months of undaunted policymaking and goals to create and or accomplish. And Jane, you wanted to talk about a couple of them.
Well, let's remember now, and again, because of the news cycle, and it's,
yeah,
there's so much to keep up with. July was like the longest year we've had in a really long
time. Oh my God.
Time.
Like, what is going on with this? It's just craziness.
It never stops. So I don't know how closely people were paying attention to this, but President Biden proposed major changes for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be an enforceable code of ethics. What a thought.
You'd think.
Term limits for justices, and a constitutional amendment to limit the justices' recent decision on presidential immunity. Here you have a president who could work under this presumption, mm-hmm, of complete and total immunity.
Yep.
And what is he trying to do? He's trying to rescind that.
Yeah.
Because it could be dangerous.
It might backfire for who? Oh, wait a minute. The people. The people. And you don't have to be aligned with the party to know that. We've seen plenty of times other people who became dictators come in on a populist wave of votes, and I'm for you, I'm for the people, you are my people. And within 5 to 10 years, the press is being shut down, people are being disappeared.
Universities are being overhauled and closed.
Correct. And so, you know what, and I'm not being hyperbolic, this is true and real, and that and the U.S. is not immune from this. We're seeing it right now. Look up Project 2025.
Exactly. Which we will also continue to talk about.
Absolutely.
So I think that's good. And we have talked about the Supreme Court. Yes, they should follow some ethics. And yeah. Yes, there should be an enforcement method to make sure they're behaving themselves. Absolutely. And not taking... Oh, they're not bribes. I'm sorry. They're tips.
Yeah.
Calvin?
Well, I don't want to steal... what Bill Barr has to say about this, but an online commentator that I follow was asked, what do you think about Biden's Supreme Court reform? And he said it will never pass because it's so partisan. You can't have an ethics board when Republicans are extremely unethical.
Bill Barr said this?
No. This was an online commentator, but there is a quote from Bill Barr that we're going to talk about here.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean... I'm sure if there were 6 liberal Democratic judges on the bench right now, they'd be all for reform and oversight. But
now that
they have the nightmare team up there in Washington, they're going to do their best to protect it.
And keep in mind also that this election is not just about who will be the next president, but who will be appointing the next justices on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Because there have been rumors that I've been seeing that Sam Alito would like to retire. But he's not going to do that under President Biden. He is waiting for Trump to get reelected so they can get another staunchly far-right religious justice on the court.
Frankly, Sam Alito shouldn't be allowed to be retired. He should be fired and thrown out of the building with a banker's box hitting the ground.
But, I mean, Alito and Clarence Thomas, because they're the oldest ones now on the court, both of them could end up retiring under the next administration.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be voting for Supreme Court justices as well. And if you think... them deciding that America has a king now who is not accountable for anything.
And the court are just as untouchable.
Yes, exactly. Then I guess you want to vote for the Republican nominee.
Yeah, and wait for them to come for you.
Come for your rights.
Yeah.
Taking some of those freedoms away. We're going to talk about what you would like to see President Biden accomplish before he leaves office. What would you like to see happen over the course of the next 6 months? There was another proposal that we're going to talk about that just came out this morning. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no. Just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what'd you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about the news this morning. Very good news that three Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, a Marine veteran who have both been held in Russia unjustifiably, they are part of a swap that is happening today. And from what I've seen so far this morning, it is being facilitated by Turkey. This is all very good news.
It's great news.
It is. It's great news. Nice to see that getting done before President Joe Biden leaves office. And so we're taking your calls about what else you would like to see him accomplish before he leaves office at 855-752-4842. Tom from L.A. joining us on the phone. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. First, I would like to see him rebalance the court. You know, people like to call that packing the court. I call it rebalancing the court. And also, there's 13 districts around this nation. There used to be 9, but there were 13 district courts. So you would have one Supreme Court justice for each district that's there, which would make sense. Also, I just want to compliment, well, first off, you guys, because you guys are brilliant. And you do talk about Project 2025. And myself, as a gay person, you know, I am scared to death because of the fact if Project 2025 goes into effect, me and my husband could be disappeared without people even knowing. And I think we also need to focus on what Kamala is talking about. And I hope everyone can get through the noise because, you know, Dementia Donald or Dodging Donald never answers a question straight on with people. He thinks he's a critic like Simon Cowell. But Kamala Harris is talking about child care and the child care tax credit. She is talking about health care for all. She is talking about taxing the billionaire class. And she is talking about rent control and the percentage of rent control that where a landlord cannot raise your rent. But 5% per year or something like that. And the media, you know, gets into this big distraction again, just by having that interview with Trump yesterday, which I thought the interviewer was great because she actually called him out on his lies. But then, like I said, he just critiques the questions and that's not his job. His job is to answer the questions that the questioner asked him.
Absolutely, Tom. You're right. And, again, we're going to talk a little bit about his appearance yesterday, talking to that the National Association of Black Journalists. I don't want to highlight on focus on him too terribly much, and because you're right, he gives non-answers.
Yep.
And I watched the whole thing; it's 34 minutes long. I watched the whole thing twice yesterday. He doesn't answer anything, and he repeats himself constantly.
And it's nothing but jabs and
lies.
Rude and nasty.
Yes, it's just there's so little information there. Mm-hmm. He never talks about policy. He talks in overarching things. And as Tom said, he never directly answers a question ever.
No.
And he's not the only one. Come on, we all know that a lot of politicians dodge, but I think he is remarkable in how he gets away with never explaining anything.
Yeah, people just let it go. And he says some of the most, we'll talk about it in a little bit. So
yeah, that'll come up after the 10:33 news. The other thing that was announced this morning, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who was just here yesterday,
yeah,
announced that the agency is proposing a new rule that will bar airlines from charging flyers extra money just to sit next to their own kids.
Come on.
This doesn't seem like this should be difficult. Or am I wrong?
You know, there's a billboard up somewhere in Milwaukee that says airline tickets have gone up 39.5 or 35.9%. And that says, thanks, Democrats. Now, I want to pull the partisan thing out of there. My problem with that is when you look at the airlines want to do, is this the airline? This isn't a governmental thing saying we want you to put in a fee. This is the airlines
right.
saying we want you to pay extra for this. We want you to pay extra for this. We want you to pay extra for this. I guess my point is, don't be mad at Democrats or even Republicans. Be mad at these corporations.
Yes.
And thank you for standing up for us to try to keep a little pocket money in our book in our pockets, because to stay with our own children?
That's it's ludicrous. Buttigieg said that the idea that parents ought to be seated next to their own children on a flight is common sense and also seems like something that should be standard practice. Yeah.
All you, protect the children at all costs and look out for predators and blah, 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 blah. You should be upset about this. You should be able to sit next to your children because they're always so afraid that kids are in danger at all points. You know, don't let them go in the bathroom. Whereas you, I hope your rage is somewhere out there saying, no, you shouldn't be charging us. Talk to your congressperson. Hopefully they're not paid by airlines.
Yeah.
But like, it just is absolutely, it's, I don't want to say offensive. It's infuriating. I don't even have kids and I'm mad.
I don't either. And I don't think parents should have to spend more money to sit next to their own children.
Yeah.
And as you said, Greg, it's about directing our ire towards the correct target.
I like that statement. That's right? A nice statement.
Oh, thank you. We'll put it on a shirt.
Words.
Tom from West Dallas is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Two quick points. One, I really hope that the media pays attention to the hard question for a change gets asked to Trump and see his response and realize no one ever gives him hard questions like that. And when they do, they're horrible. No, they're trying to do what she was doing, her job.
Yes.
And I wish more journalists would do that or interviewers would do that and hold the man accountable and ask him the hard question, because no one does ever.
Yep.
And just the other thing is, whoever on Trump's team who told Trump that it would be a good thing to go and talk at the Black Journalist Convention, that person talked him into it, is a true patriot. Because it really showed Trump on who he is.
That's really funny that you say that, Tom, because I've seen some things on Twitter this morning, people speculating whether or not, so Chris LaCivita is one of the campaign managers, whether or not they really don't want it back in the White House, and that's why they're doing these things.
That's why I want to work really for funny. Eric Hovde's campaign on his messaging.
You want to help him?
I want to help him.
That's so nice of you. Right. Thank you so much, Tom, from West Dallas. Thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much for listening. You can always check in with us at 855-752-4842.
We got a great text before we go up to the break. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I would like him to get rid of daylight savings time nationwide forever. Some letters, I think, are cussing. But hey, that's languishing in the Congress right now. It was passed by the Senate, and it's languishing in the Congress. So once again, call your congressman.
Yep.
Or congresswoman or congressperson, whatever they are. But yeah, I don't really care anymore. I like being against it because you want it gone so bad.
I just want us to have standard time all the time. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
I just want a little bit of daylight in summer.
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to fix that. Thank you. All right. News coming up next. And then when we return, yes, well, that really went well. We'll kick that around a little bit. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Vast Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK. CBS News Brief. Family members have welcomed home three Americans freed in a prisoner swap with Russia. Pavel Batorin is the husband of radio journalist Asu Karmasheva.
I look forward to beginning to help her reintegrate in the free world after many months of unjust imprisonment.
She, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz, and Marine veteran Paul Whelan are now flying to San Antonio for evaluation. This New York woman approves.
The trade was a bit unequal, maybe, but I'm not in the room, so I don't know what the negotiations were. And at the end of the day, as long as we get like an American back, I think that that's probably a good thing.
A federal judge overturned a jury's verdict against the NFL over an online viewing package.
In late June, the jury awarded damages to residential and commercial subscribers after finding that the NFL violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service.
CBS's Christopher Cruz, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five student groups at UW-Milwaukee are being suspended temporarily for some anti-Semitic social media posts. The school is linking the groups to social media posts it calls alarming. UWM says the posts use intimidating language aimed at Jewish community members and organizations that support Israel. Details are trickling in slowly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Eau Claire next week. Here's James Kelly.
Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in seven swing states next week. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Fans of the show Squid Game are in for a real treat as a release date for season 2 has been announced. IndieWire reports that Netflix has also announced on Wednesday that a third season will happen in 2025. Season 2 will premiere on Netflix December 26th of this year. Not many people have sympathy for high-paid movie stars, but Roadhouse director Doug Liman says despite the fact that 50 million people streamed Roadhouse on Amazon Prime, he did not receive 1 cent. Variety reports that Liman said the MGM film was originally slated to open in theaters, but was switched to streaming at the last minute. And despite the robust streaming numbers, no one was compensated, including star Jake Gyllenhaal and producer Joel Silver. There is a second Roadhouse in development. No word yet on whether or not Conor McGregor will wear pants in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price at the Overtime. Mostly cloudy skies, still a couple of lingering showers or thunderstorms. Our winds turning to the northwest. By sunrise, temperatures in the lower 70s. Friday, any morning storms ending, then partly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 80s, currently 62 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Little darling, stir it up. Come on.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Happy August, by the way. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We were talking right before we went to the news about what you would like to see President Biden do before he leaves office. This after the news this morning that Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, among several others, are being swapped. And I just saw this cross that Evan Gershkovich is off the Russian plane. So yeah. The exchange is happening in Turkey. It's happening as we speak. He has been unjustly jailed along with Paul Whelan, who's been in custody since 2018. So this is very, very good news.
I just imagine the hugging, the crying, and that first night of adjusted sleep where you sleep like
you're home in your own bed.
You slept for 4 days because you didn't sleep a night.
Yeah. Ever.
I mean, it just, I hope they get all the help they need too.
Absolutely. So we were taking some suggestions on what else you would like to see President Biden accomplish before he leaves. Liz from Saukville says, pack the SCOTUS and legalize weed. Dave from New Berlin. Dave from New Berlin, I know this isn't realistic, but got a constitutional amendment passed that invalidates the ridiculous ruling that presidents are above the law. I'm with you there, Dave. Mm-hmm. Also, humorously, Saturday morning cartoons, get them back on the darn television. In addition, there should be an executive order mandating that eggnog be available all year round.
All right, Dave.
We all have different priorities.
I want MTV to start playing music videos again. We can't have everything we want. Well, oh, by the way, happy birthday, MTV, today.
All right. Well, thank you for killing radio. No. Complete set. Video killed the radio star, the Buggles. I know that whole thing. Yes, all right, whatever. Yeah. So, that went well.
Yeah.
Donald Trump yesterday in Chicago addressing the National Association of Black Journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to play the opening question. The opening intro and the opening question from Rachel Scott from ABC News.
Yeah.
Just take a listen to this and then we're going to discuss. Calvin.
We have a lot to get to and we do not want to waste any time. So let's bring out the former president of the United States, the Republican nominee for president, former President Donald Trump. Hello. Rachel Scott, ABC News. Thank you.
How are you? He's walking out on stage.
Getting introductions.
Shaking hands.
Mr. President, we so appreciate you giving us an hour of your time. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. First question. You don't even say hello, how are you?
Wrong.
Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
Donald Trump yesterday addressing the National Association of Black Journalists. There was nothing rude in the way she posed that question. Absolutely nothing.
She said absolute facts.
Yes, she was repeating his own actual statements to him.
And to clarify, at the end when he goes, "No, hello, no, how are you doing?" You can hear it in that. I clipped that. I wanted to turn it up, but there was so much noise with the music. You could hear them saying, "Hello, Mr. President. Thank you for." There was
shaking hands,
being
welcoming him,
very cordial and respectful. But that's what you do as a journalist when you sit down next to power. You ask the tough questions. But guess who never answers the tough questions? Donald Trump.
You're absolutely right.
He never does. And he if anyone is disrespectful, it's him. I've never been asked. Yes, for one thing, you've been asked those questions all the time, but you can never, ever work to get an answer.
Calvin.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, first I'll preface this, that there was never any follow-up, so I'm going to assume that it was false. But I think even the fact that this is a rumor demonstrates who he is. He was late, or it started late, and he continually claimed throughout the interview that it was because of technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. There was a post, I think, made by the New York Times or someone else that reports were that it was not technical difficulties. It was that there was plans to have live fact-checking during the event, and yes, Donald Trump refused to go on the stage if that was going to be the case.
I saw something similar that said they're in a standoff right now. This is running late because mm-hmm. the Trump campaign will not agree to live fact-checking, which they did do.
Oh, if you want a piece of sunshine in your heart, go to Twitter, go to hashtag RABJ, yeah, fact check. It's fact checking, but also a lot of opinions. yeah, that was even in a world where it was technical difficulties, these sorts of events have technical difficulties all the time. It's being televised, it's being broadcasted. There are thousands of people in the room. Things happen. It's a former president. People run late. Like, even if he was running late, like, I get it. He's a former president.
Right.
But to keep bringing up that fact, they were a half an hour late because they didn't get their technical thing done, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what does that matter at all?
Well, and then over the course of the next 34 minutes, he continually referred back to Rachel Scott and how rude she was.
Yes.
And at one point, Harris Faulkner, who is from Fox News, and again, he's so hurt because of how badly he was treated by Rachel Scott. You can actually hear Harris Faulkner going, oh my goodness. Like, yeah. What are you, five?
Yeah. And shame on Harris Faulkner too.
Yes.
When at one point he decides he's not going to talk to Rachel Scott anymore. And he like leans kind of over to get to Harris Faulkner's attention and says something to the fact of, I did an interview with you and you got you a lot of great ratings.
He's good ratings.
And she's like, you said it was the longest interview you did. And then afterwards she goes on her network, Fox News, and says how people find him funny and that people make him laugh and people were really excited to see him. Yes, there was some clapping in the room.
Absolutely.
You have that many people in a room, there are going to be supporters, but you could also hear the people who were not even angry. They were shocked by statements, which, by the way, why are we shocked at this point?
Yeah, nothing that comes out of his mouth should shock anyone.
This man ran the birther movement from 2000, what, 14, 15 on? No, before that. And you're going to be shocked that he is going to call into question Kamala Harris's culture and race and background?
And that I just don't get. I don't get how that is applicable or important to anyone when it comes to running this country.
Because
what does that have to do with anything?
Because he absolutely has no plans, no policies, and all he can do is divert and throw shade to get attention and headlines, and more people will be like, yeah, see, and say the quiet thing out loud and worse, normalize that. So now it's no longer people on QAnon websites or on, you know, YouTube channels, people on Fox News and people and now MSNBC has to talk about her background.
Right. Which is, again, that's why we're not going to spend a lot of time on that, because I think that's immaterial. I don't think that, you know, the biggest thing that I took out of yesterday.
Yeah.
Was Donald Trump essentially throwing J.D. Vance under the bus and then backing it up.
Oh, yeah.
And then going forward one more time, because he essentially said the vice president's not important. That's not an important. Nobody really cares because you're voting for me.
Yeah.
You're voting for president. You're voting for me. The other guy, yeah, I have to have one, but it doesn't matter.
And not only that, that wasn't even the question that was asked.
Right.
The question was asked God forbid, for whatever reason, would J.D. Vance be ready to be president on day one? And then his answer was, well, you know, vice presidents don't really affect elections that much. That wasn't the question.
No, it wasn't. And Harris Faulkner actually admitted that later, that he never answered that. Because what if Donald Trump if he is reelected, will be the oldest U.S. president ever?
Yeah.
And if something would happen to him, then J.D. Vance would become president.
And let me tell you something, folks, if you don't already know this, people are loving J.D. Vance.
I mean, he's so popular.
He is awash this country with a charm and southern sensibility that I haven't seen since the days of yore. And everyone's, I'm just kidding. Everyone dislikes him. Trump doesn't like him. He has got negative numbers. He gave them no pop, and he has no charm and no personality at all.
Yeah, his appearances are not going particularly well.
He makes Jeb Bush look like a really good candidate.
Charismatic.
Okay, exactly.
Brendan from New Jersey is on the line. Good morning, Brendan. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I just wanted to give kudos to Calvin for the great fact-finding. I thought that was a great piece of intel that I was not even aware of. But one of the things that I thought would be interesting going forward with as much time as we have left for the election, those of us in the Northeast really have always known who Donald Trump is. And really what they should really start doing is bulldozing all the terrible things he did before he even became president and pushing that out there and letting people know what kind of character this guy was before he got in office. And maybe our Congress can get that bill you guys were talking about combined as a pork bill within the appliance bills that they have been working on so hard.
Yeah, they're very concerned about your dishwashers. They really are.
They don't want to take away your dishwashers or your cars.
There's
or your
no water, Brendan. There's no water. Yep, you open up and it goes drip, drip, drip.
Brendan, I'm glad you actually brought that up because one of the clips we didn't bring on was when he did have the nerve to say, and he said this before, but he said this in a room full of the National Association of Black Journalists. Is he's done more for the black people of America than Lincoln. This is a man, but he brought up pre-presidential days as well. He's like, you know, through jobs and through opportunity zones and things like that. This is a man who was sued for discrimination when he, as a real estate owner,
yes,
along with his father back in the 70s. Discrimination because he discriminated against black people because his father, Fred Trump, did not want black people living in those buildings. So, no. So.
You know, but Brendan, and I do think that before he was elected the first time, it's not like that information wasn't available. It was out there. Certainly people aren't as aware of it unless they live where you live. You're in New Jersey. But he had a long reputation of being a grifter. He stiffed contractors mm-hmm. all the time. There are, right, Brendan? I mean, there are companies that went out of business after they got stiffed by him.
He put so many small family businesses out of business because he would just drag them through the court system and not pay them. You know, it's incredible. I mean, I can't, you know. Again, we knew who he was before he came down that escalator. The rest of the country didn't, and he just turned out to be a really successful carnival barker.
That's a great way of putting it, Brendan. Thank you very much.
Thank you
calling.
So much, Brendan. And let's always just never forget, the man bankrupted casinos.
That takes a special kind of stupid.
It takes a special talent to bankrupt casinos where the house always wins.
And then who came in one night and bought $3 million of chips?
Daddy.
Daddy came in and gave him a daddy loan.
Daddy did
Daddy, I get your money.
When we return, we haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't.
More words from men. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm gonna do, and then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
More words from men.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, the Calvinator on the board.
I have a degree from college.
Yes.
I'm more proud of this clip than I am of my college degree.
Whatever makes you happy, gives you fulfillment.
Oh, my good gravy.
That's a good part of a job, right? When you can feel fulfilled. yes, we haven't done this in a while. It's time for another edition of More Words from Men, just sharing their wisdom about all things.
I mean, it can be about sports. It can be about politics. It can be about entertainment, science.
It can be about reproductive.
Oh my gosh.
Systems.
When men talk about the reproductive system, I just got to say I'm none happier than listening to a Joel Kitchens or
a veterinarian
or a Glenn Grothman or someone single like man. That. But today we have someone special, a celebrity, really. I mean,
Fox News. Jesse Waters.
Oh, man. Third-rate Tucker Carlson.
He's failed up really well.
I know.
All his life. It's pretty amazing.
My God. All I have to do is change everything about me and my beliefs, and I can make it.
So Jesse Waters on Fox News. Fined almost $1 billion for lying to their audience, by the way. He was upset about the White Dudes for Harris fundraising call. That pulled in almost 200,000 participants and raised almost $4 million for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid.
Mm-hmm.
Included several high-profile Democrats as well as celebrities, Mark Hamill, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Josh Gad, Bradley Whitford, Jeff Bridges. Do we have a clip of Mr. Waters?
Oh, yeah, his thoughts on it.
Come on, let's play that, please.
Now, I don't see why any man would vote Democrat.
Really?
It's not the party of virtue, what? Security. What? It's not the party of strength.
What?
It's definitely not the party of family.
What?
And
what?
To be a man and then vote for a woman just because she's a woman is either childish, that person has mommy issues, or they're just trying to be accepted by other women. And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
Science.
Yeah, that's what the science says.
Science, everybody. Did you hear that? Today's science lesson brought to you by Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters failing up since 2012.
Kelvin.
Everything they say is a confession or projection. Jesse Waters, I don't know if it was the same day, the same show, he called his mom, who is a Democrat, on his show, and his mom spoke with him on the air and basically said, I love you and appreciate that you're successful, but I disagree with everything you say. And it was a joke to him, and I don't understand. He's clearly the one with mommy issues.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a resident man here in this room.
You are a resident
man. I did it. I feel strong. I feel secure. I'm not voting for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. I'm voting for her because she's far more qualified. And currently, except for some weight I've gained in my chest over the past few years of the pandemic, I am not transitioning into a woman. I am a man. I've retained my manhood. I am good. Jesse Waters, your move.
855-752-4842. If you voted for a woman in the past, how long did your transition take?
And was it successful and comfortable?
I mean, is it a long process? Does it happen just, I mean, you cast your ballot and...
Is it like the movie Big where you make a wish and then the next day you wake up and you're like, you just, none of your clothes fit?
You're a completely different person.
I mean, I want to know. This is our science portion of the show led by Professor Dr. Jesse Waters. I don't know if it's short for Jessica, but he told the Fox News audience. And by the way, Jane kept on saying what, by the way, during that whole thing. And then we had a professional on the show saying what. Who is that person again?
Oh, no, I'm drawing a blank.
Calvin? Do you know her name?
I always just know her
Jessica Tarlov.
Jessica Tarlov.
The liberal one.
I just think it's hilarious that they actually have someone on the show to be that voice.
Well, it's so they can all dump on her. But she does a really good job. She does a really good job holding her own. I would love to see her interview Donald Trump.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And I'm sure... Just make sure you're really, really nice to him when he sits down.
Don't be horrible. Don't
ask
be nasty.
How he is and find out if he wants tea or something. Because otherwise he gets his fifis hurt.
Would you like a Big Mac? I'll get you a Big Mac.
Conservative attorney George Conway posting after Jesse Waters shared his incredible words of wisdom. It's an incredible tribute to the strength of the American economy that even someone this stupid can find a well-paying job.
Right. I mean, I would like to think, folks... If you know me, I'm not a person who confidence is not my strong suit. But I'd like to believe that I am smarter than Jesse Waters. And yet I make far less than he does.
How does that work?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying is I put on a suit, cut my hair, shave off the beard, and renounce everything I believe in for the camera. The thing is, maybe Jesse Waters is just a huge liberal, like in his home. Maybe he's a closeted liberal.
No, I think he really believes.
You
what
think
he says.
He really? Okay, so yeah, then all I have to do is renounce everything I believe in, all the morals I believe in, all the things that I've been taught, and then I can just make. And this is true, by the way. I'm not making this up. People do this all the time. We see reporters leave, go to Fox News, and make tons of money because they just get to smack talk. Yeah. They don't have to really report the news.
Well, you don't have to do any fact checking.
It's
that's
pontificating.
For sure.
It's
yes, exactly.
It's all pontificating, and they say, and they've said, and scientists are. Scientists say you transition when you vote for a woman. My
Calvin,
goodness.
Personal experience, want to share with us?
Well, I came across this black TikTok creator who created an alternate account where he intentionally grifted as a conservative person to demonstrate how easy it is. Ooh. That if you look a certain way, all you have to do is say the right things and you're automatically...
You have credibility.
You have credibility. Yes. So that's all it takes.
You just described Mark Robinson. Mark Robinson started on Facebook as a grifting smack talker. He just wanted to say incendiary things, whether he believed it or not is another thing. But then people started, and
now he's running for governor in North
Carolina.
Now
he's running for governor because there's nothing the GOP loves than a black guy who, quote unquote, tells it like it is. Because then they get to point to that guy and say, see, we're not racist. Black people think like that too.
You would ever like to drop us a line about how you transitioned to a woman, guys, after you voted for a woman? I would love to do a segment on that. Send it to Jane Says.
Yeah.
Janesays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Share your stories. Well, we could do a whole show about that, depending upon the amount of responses we get. I'm sure it's going to be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
All of the men who have transitioned to women after voting for a woman.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll evaluate the Paris Olympics at the halfway point, talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, and this week's media coverage with Mark Jacob.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always